Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson and sex dolls. Everything you need to know. It's coming up next.
Hey, man, this is Donnie Baker, man, and it's time for another Donnie Baker boat tour. Oh, man, the boat's been running great. It's days like these that make me not want to sell it. Today, me and Scotty are skating on the Ohio River. I love rivers, man. Uh-huh. I swear to God I do, because they take you places, and you're only a U-turn away from home. The key to rivers is knowing what the current's doing. We usually track it by dropping a deuce as soon as we hit the water.
Oh,
I swear to God we do, man. We call them river dogs. Hell, Scotty had one earlier today that was big enough to wear a life jacket. I swear to God it did. Didn't even know he was going to do it. Then he goes, man, overboard, and I heard it hit the water.
Oh, man, that was right.
It was crazy, man. Hey, starboard, Scotty, you're going to send us into a damn barge. You steer and I'll tell the story. Anyways, we love boating on rivers. I mean, you see everything out here. Hell, over there on the bank under that bridge is where we camped out after Molly Hatchet that year, man. Remember?
Oh, Don, that was a great show, man. Nice throw, man.
I know, that was great, man. We set up camp and these homeless river rats tried to say they was there first. I was like, show me the deed and prove it. Plus, we pay your taxes, your FICA, and I donate to the food bank. I said it right to their face. And I think the homeless scam us most of the time anyways. How about them guys that were there were wearing Nikes, and one of their coats was London Fog, and each of them had 2 44-ounce cups full of change. They bought some Boone's Farm off of us. I gave them a full bag of Bugles for free. Figured it'd help them get through the winter. About that time, these homeless chicks show up, too. It was like a big homeless convention, and they were a lot hotter in their own environment, man. Uh-huh. Remember? They were crazy fire-ass hot.
Crazy, man.
I swear to God they were. They were horny and hungry, and I looked like the king of the river because I had my own boat and still had an unopened bag of Funyuns. That's when Scotty broke the ice by asking the real dirty one if she was hungry, remember?
Yeah.
You did, too. She was sitting right by me on the bank. She said, hell yeah, I'm hungry. And I said, well, have you ever tried duck sausage? She said, no. I said, well, then why don't you duck down here and get some? Oh, God, I did mine. She took it hook, line, and stinker. Remember, Scotty?
That was great, Donnie.
I did her right by the river, man. At first, she wanted me to pay for it, but I just gave her my pair of Reebok pumps, and I figured that was even Steven. They were worn out anyways. So anyways, we walk back to the bridge, man, just me and her, and these homeless people start complaining about the smell, remember?
Oh, man, it stunk.
It was rank. And I knew it wasn't us, even though my shoes were off. And that's when the moonlight shined on Scotty's deuce. It was still floating like river right past us, man. I swear to God it was. It looked like the eye scope on a sub spying for Germans, man.
Russians or Germans,
don't it? It don't matter, Scotty. Anyways, he claims it right to their face. They chase us back to the boat, and we get away with them knee-deep in the water, cussing and throwing a cup of nickels at us. You know they were pissed throwing away a week's pay like that, man.
Uh-huh.
So the cops show up because they hear the commotion. The homeless people tried to say we polluted the river, but by now the evidence, hell, it was floating to Kentucky. So then I said, well, we ain't polluters, but I swear to God that whore next to you stole them Reebok pumps, and I got the receipt to prove it. I swear to God I did, man.
It was off the hook.
I gotta go.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's our spy music.
Who are we spying on?
I'm not sure, but they're guilty, I can tell you that. Guilty is yet to be charged.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now, there's Ace. That's Josh over there doing the dance. Chick McGee across the way doing some sports research. Christy Lee and her...
What was that?
Did you hear that response from Ace?
Like that mic wasn't on. Christy Lee is
wearing... Who, what? Which one's
today.
Ace?
Now we have...
The legend?
We have found ourselves in the Napa Auto Parts studios. Good to be here. And we have... let's see. We're getting the signal that... we are standing by for Al Jackson.
Okay.
He was there during the break.
I'm here.
Oh, you are?
I heard him talking.
There you go.
I don't know why you can't sense my presence yet, Tom. It's been years, brother. Come on now.
Because, Al, that's not a thing, okay? We're real human beings. We can't sense each other, okay?
Actually, Al, you know, I knew something was
up. That's the kind of mood we're in today, Al.
Because Dean held up his fingers, holding like a little teeny bit apart. I said, that certainly can't be Al.
Al,
I have to let you know.
Was he just letting you know Chick was in the studio?
Oh, there you go.
Now, stereotypes. Yeah.
In all fairness, Al, we should let you know that you better be on today because I have been very funny.
Oh, Josh has been
just killing
fire.
It. So
sure. Al Josh hurt his shoulder.
Has some
a couple
hilarious
of stretches.
Shark material.
As did I.
We've had an hour on watches. Oh, it's been great.
Stairway yucks.
Now, Al, you're a Miami guy. You spent 5 years as a teacher in Miami, but before you started doing stand-up comedy many years ago. We had a story out of Miami in which a convicted prostitute, 29 years of age, young lady, had gone up to a...
That's not young by prostitute years, by the way.
Oh.
That's Moses Malone.
She was a senior on the prostitute tour, and she went up to this guy's room, and her name, by the way, I just found, is Della Horia Brookins. And she apparently grabbed, snatched, if you will, several watches.
Four Rolex watches.
Four Rolex watches were retrieved from her vajayjay, to use an Oprah term, by the police.
During a strip search at the jail.
And that led to a lot of sad stories about Rolexes.
Yes, and a lot of wash cleaner. That's a rough one. There's a big thing. When I moved down to Miami, and I've heard this is still a problem, you know, tourists go down there, they get really drunk, and these air quotes girls from the club take them home. They think they're just regular girls. And they're like, hey, before we get into it, why don't you have a little bit of orange juice? They put something in it. The guy is out, and they clean these guys out.
Ooh.
Like, take their watches, take their anything expensive. Yeah, and it's been a thing for a long time. So I'll just tell anybody down there in Miami, if there's a girl that's out of your league, they can't wait to get to your place, be careful. Put your Rolex in your secret stash place.
I don't have a Rolex, but it says that these watches were worth one of them. There was four Rolexes and something. Is it a Hublot?
Yeah, but I thought she didn't steal the Hublot.
Apparently the Hublot was in the Crown Royal bag. The four Rolexes were in her mommy parts.
Mm.
This says a $22,000 Hublot Hublot watch.
Yeah.
Why are you taking that on vacation?
No, yeah, the guy's not filing
this
charges.
This guy's now not pressing charges, so I'm something suspicious going on here. Who takes?
I think it's because he's got drugs in his room. there's something illegal going on where you're not going to press charges. You're like, let's just get the cops out of here.
Now I've
handle this with a little street justice.
I've been looking at used Rolexes, and now I'm afraid. Do they come with like a Carfax so you know where they've been before?
Yeah, good question.
You just get it out of the box and it says, smell me.
Yeah. I'm a little leery now.
My question is, so she arrives at the police station. So since this guy goes, hey, I'm missing these watches, that's why they decided to look there?
They had probable cause.
We were joking, but they can't listen for the ticking.
No.
Who knows?
And I assume they have to have some kind of medical person come in and do the...
They would probably have a metal detector that would go beep,
body,
beep, beep.
Body cavity search. Hmm.
Do you guys really think that they're bringing in a doctor at 4 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning? There is they wake up some female guard who's sleeping in the break room and say, get the rubber gloves.
Yeah.
They have to have to do that all the time. I know for a fact, I have a friend that's a guard. It's really the only way that you can get contraband into those places. So
sure.
they're well versed. They're not getting Quincy.
Okay, but aren't those Rolexes, Al? Don't they all have that pinchy metal band? My watch, I've got a leather band. I don't like those pinchy metal ones. Wouldn't that be pinching as you moved around?
Pinchy. They don't pinch.
I think for $22,000, you'll take a little bit of pinch. That's a lot of guys up in hotel rooms. That'll take care of Mrs. Delacruz for a while.
Now here's my other question: Does a Rolex watch have a sweeping second hand?
Yes.
Because I made the joke, I wasn't doing the math right. I was thinking to myself, okay, if she had four Rolexes in there, at first I said that means that she had four hands in there. Then I realized that there's a big hand. Then I said, okay, she had eight hands in there.
Yeah, those are Madonna numbers.
And then someone pointed out, thank you, that's a solid joke. You're redeemed.
That was awesome.
That means there's three hands per watch because they've got a second hand. So technically she had 12 hands up in there.
So that, up in there.
Oh, my goodness.
As you said, perhaps prematurely, that is Madonna numbers in Miami.
Tom has like freaky ass word problems that would be on Pornhub. It's like they're almost like math problems. Like if this prostitute has four Rolexes up with three second hands going, and she's on a train leaving Chicago, 60 miles an hour.
She's on a train heading for Miami. That's
that kind of goes right into the quiz.
Okay,
it's going to seem like we planned it because this is a sexy time quiz, Tom.
Ooh, oh, good.
Sexy time.
I'm ready.
All right. And I'm really, honestly, Tom, this is for you, but I'm expecting big things from Joshy. This is kind of your area of expertise.
Sure.
So let's get right into it. Guys, I was doing a little research last night. The most expensive blow-up sex doll is $10,000, but the most popular one is made by Silicon Wives, and it roughly costs about this much, Tom. What would you guess? Not top of the line. We're not talking about a Bentley blow-up doll, but still a very serviceable, poundable blow-up doll.
Are these the robotic ones that have all of the motors and the stuff, or is this just the one that you...
No.
These are all inflatable.
So you'd inflate them like you would a beach toy.
Yeah, they're not inflatable, though. It seems like they're built out of that same kind of material that they make CPR dummies out of.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so these are
more
the
like
cheap,
a mannequin.
These aren't the cheap blow-up ones that look like they're surprised all the
no.
time. That are
no, there's a comma in these. There's a comma in this number.
Ah, okay.
I have a guess.
Go ahead, Christy.
5,000.
I'm going to guess
okay.
2,500.
I'm going to guess 600. Okay.
600?
Oh, there's no comma in that, though. He said there is a comma
in
the number.
A comma.
Oh.
I'm going to guess.
Josh, don't help him.
$1,000.
I just guessed 1,002.
Well, Chick, you guessed 1,001.
I'm $1,001.
Okay, what's the answer?
The answer, again, this is why Josh was 2-1 odds in Vegas. It's $2,400 for Dominique.
Yeah, well, $2,500 with shipping.
Yes, there we go.
$2,400 for Dominique.
Yes, and you can look this up on Silicon Wives. This is not an ad for them. And also, let's not forget, some people are getting some male blow-up dolls. Tom, how much do you think Hunter costs?
Okay, so the Monique or whatever her name was
$2,400. Dominique.
Dominique, please, show the proper respect.
I would assume this guy would be that figure plus 100 because you need extra silicone for the because I assume you have some kind of accoutrement that would be attached to that.
That's true. Anybody else?
I'm going to say a little lower because I don't think the market is as high.
Yeah,
so
I
I'm going to say 1,500.
Oh, good one.
I'll say 1,000.
Jakey?
1,301.
What's the answer?
Look, Tom, you're close. $2,200.
Oh, okay.
For Hunter. Yeah, just to cut, but you're right. The market isn't there. Hunter was on sale.
Now, yes. I have a question. Do these come in?
I have them up here if you'd like to see these girls.
Hang on. Well, before I look.
No, they don't. They're dolls.
They're dolls. They're movable.
Are they available in a variety of body types and skin tones?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Yes. I mean everything.
The top one, Dominique, is a, as they call her, a thick, big ass girl.
That's subtle.
The second most popular is a redhead Tom named Auburn, which I'm sure you would not be interested in.
I don't like what. Well, first of all, Gabriella, I don't want to get a sex doll. Secondly, I don't want a redhead.
Is the third most popular on this Silicon Wives website is a thick, curvy girl with the. She's kind of like a, what would you call her, like a Cardi B kind of girl?
Yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, yeah. I think shipping for her is a little more than the others. Yeah.
The Japanese sex doll is quite popular. The fact there's two that are number four and number five. So those are your top five choices.
So they have an Asian look, yes. If you will?
Yes.
Now, do they have a variety of skin tones?
Yes.
So you can get
they do.
Like a cocoa.
Shop by category.
Now, with Hunter... Do you only get the one dong, or can you change it out?
I don't know.
That's like an adventure?
There's the...
No, you're so suggesting consistency.
It's like a Swiss Army knife?
Right, right.
Like a cross trainer?
These girls are
depending
really
on the kind of day you've had.
Looking.
These dolls look so real.
They look so real.
I still don't get it. It's not for me, but man, they look real.
I have a question. Al, do they have some kind of a thermostat so you can bring them up to... You know, you don't want them at room temperature. She's 68 degrees. I was kind of looking for something about 98.6.
Is there sort of an internal hot water bottle?
I don't think so for this kind of money.
I don't think so. But what I would guess is that there was something you could do, like, you know, with the fleshlight, you know, you can put that in the microwave, brother.
Right.
You can put that in some hot water.
I just Googled this thing. This is so creepy. Where do you put them? I mean, when you're done.
I don't know.
Put them standing.
Well, you're probably not
having
quite a lot of company.
Sale. Some of these are really on sale for a good price.
You put them standing at the window looking out, waiting for you to come home. Is what you do.
With a bucket between their legs.
Oh. That's right.
Unnecessary.
You don't
want to
mess up your car.
Yeah. She's got the old joke. What? She's got a runny nose. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Time to change the oil.
Time to empty
Take her to Jiffy Lube.
I can tell you this right now. The male sex dolls, I just clicked on the page. None of these appeal to men or appeal to women. They all are very androgynous looking.
Yeah, they are. They look like anime characters.
They look
You're saying they're for gay men.
Any beards?
Probably.
Probably for gay men.
No facial hair.
No facial hair.
No hair at all anywhere.
Huh?
It's so creepy.
Can you imagine kissing one?
No.
Isn't it weird? Like to me, the more having sex with one is one thing, but actually. Kissing one is like weirder to me than actually having sex with one.
Oh, no, they're both pretty weird.
Well, they are weird.
Mouth's been.
But just kissing a lifeless dummy.
So far, Al, we've done one question.
Hey, Josh, just so you know, we're not friends anymore.
Why? Because I'm bringing up the...
It's creepy.
Wait a second. I just noticed this.
What?
There's a separate category to shop just the torsos.
Well, I would imagine
you get a
break. You get a break, probably.
Yeah. Well,
it's got to be half off.
Josh, it says click here, shop breasts, click here, shop torsos, click here, shop legs.
Oh, so they're like Mr. Potato Heads. You can change out the parts?
Shop legs? What?
Yeah, maybe you can just change out the parts.
I just think you just need the... Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. That's so creepy. Here's one that's just from... Above the belly button down to the feet.
God.
Can you get just the neck up?
So you're just getting the moneymaker there.
There you go.
Who are
That's
you more
exactly
disturbed
right,
by?
Chicky.
The guy who gets just the lower half or the guy who just gets the head?
Yeah, this is like the old mermaid argument.
Yeah.
Do they have the kung fu grip and everything? Or?
Wow.
Seriously, look at this. For $7.99, just the half. Literally, it's just above the belly button down.
Go to the breast part and see if you get the whole thing. Or do you just get...
Okay, now I'm appalled.
It's just the breast.
Yeah, then you can get one.
Really like the off season for serial killers, like when you're just gonna practice what you're gonna do.
Man,
this is
right.
This is so weird.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I'm seeing
this makes me really sad that there are people that are that lonely.
And guys,
they have
to judge.
I'm not judging. I said I'm just sad.
You know how long it'd take me to get a torso in the wild? Come on.
Oh, my God.
I can just go ahead and order this?
Oh, jeez.
I mean, to get one that's living and breathing. You got to cauterize the wound.
Okay, I think we've crossed the line. Yeah,
I blame you, Al.
You know, I blame Al too.
There's some guy that gets one of these. And
I have tears running down my eyes.
Starts thinking the doll's cheating on him while he's at work. I know what you've been doing.
And you know they talk to him and they can hear him.
There was a special.
Him, you know that.
I'm surprised you didn't see this. There was a special on the BBC. It was Sunday or Monday night. And it was a guy who lives with three of these sex dolls, and it was the way he lives his life. He's sitting at the couch, holding hands, watching TV with one of them.
Chatty. And, yeah.
I guess if it keeps him off the streets, maybe it's a who knows. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Al, we gotta wrap it up here. I have a real quick question. Is there a business out there that's someone that makes tattoos for these things that you could?
Yes, Sharpie.
You could rub on.
you can get those.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.